Today is the anniversary of John Lee's passing. It was 63 years ago that he passed away. Someone born in that day would be approaching retirement age. So it's been a long time. But his teachings are still alive. One of the reasons they're still alive is because they're so clear and very helpful. His instructions for dealing with the breath, his instructions on understanding how to practice mindfulness, how to practice and develop the jhanas, are as up-to-date now as they were when he first wrote them down. So we owe a lot to him that we have the practice laid out so clearly. And he helped to see the relationship among these things. Sometimes you hear mindfulness is one thing, concentration is something else. And then the activity of discernment and insight is something else again. But as he pointed out, when you really do mindfulness, you're bringing the mind into concentration. And mindfulness is not just being aware of things. He stuck with the original meaning of the term, which is to keep something in mind. For instance, you keep the breath in mind. And then you're alert to what the breath is doing, but you're also alert to what the mind is doing. As he pointed out, this is an important part of alertness, is seeing that the breath and the mind stay together. So you have to be aware of both to see what's going on, and then you can realize what you have to do. That's what ardency is. The third quality of mindfulness practice is trying to do this well. The mind is wandering off, you just bring it right back. While it's here, you're trying to be as sensitive as possible to how the breathing feels. And that means breathing in and out, aware of the whole body. It's in this way that you get the mind into concentration. And you're developing a discernment at the same time. As he said, the quality of ardency develops into discernment. When you're working with, in terms of concentration, you've got directed thought and evaluation. And the evaluation there is also the beginning of discernment, as you evaluate how things are going and whether they need to be improved. So in his picture of the practice, everything works together. Your mindfulness strengthens your concentration, and both mindfulness and concentration strengthen your discernment. And your discernment makes your concentration stronger, makes your mindfulness more consistent. So these qualities work together. So we owe a lot to him in terms of how he's clarified the practice, made instructions that are really, really helpful. So, of course, the best way to show our gratitude is to continue practicing. And that's what he did it for, so that people of all kinds could benefit. And John Fuang once made the comment that John Lee had a very broad heart, compassion for all kinds of people. When they did the commemoration of 25 centuries of Buddhism, they had an ordination program. And some of the people ordained during that celebration stayed on for the rains retreat. And as John Fuang said, they were the kind of people they were left over after everybody else would take their pick. He had a really difficult time training them. So he complained to John Lee one time how difficult these people were. And John Lee said, well, if we can get their hands just a little bit moist, and then if they touch the sand, maybe pick up a few grains of sand, we will have accomplished something. So even if he could do just a little bit of good for somebody, he was willing to do it. Of course, if he could do more good, he was willing to do that as well. There's a great passage where one of his disciples complains to him, says, why don't you just teach people to go to Nirvana? Why are you fooling around all these other people? And as John Lee said, I'd like to teach everybody to go to Nirvana, but if I tried that, I'd be going crazy, because there's some people just not ready. He says, it's like when you grow rice. You have the good rice grains, you give those to human beings, but you also have the bran and you also have the straw. The straw you can give to pigs, the bran you can give to chickens. Well, that's whatever you have to share with anybody on whatever level they are. He was willing to do that. So we wonder, you can make yourself a chicken, or you can make yourself a pig, or you can make yourself a human being in his eyes. And the best way, of course, to show your gratitude for him is to be a human being. Practice seriously. Practice earnestly. And that's how we show our gratitude that people have gone before us and passed this tradition on.